Today's daf is Gittin daf Ayin Tes, and we are on Ayin Ches Amud Beis, the first wide line, towards the bottom, as we're talking about what is a Maisa Nesina, what is an Agud Amira. When you have a Maisa Nesina, the Mishnah discussed, whether you, a man who throws a get to his wife, if it's Karov Lo, Karov La, Kinyan Dalan Amos came up, on yesterday's daf, Yachol Lishmar Alav, all these different, elements that were mentioned. Okay, so we are on first wide line. Amar of Chizda. Get biyada umeshicha biyada. Man gives a get to his wife, but literally there is a string attached. He holds on to the string in his hand. So, l'chora, he could pull the get back to him whenever he wants. So, im yachol lenatko ula havio etzlo enim gureshes. If he's able to pull the string back and to rip the get out of her hand, so then that's not gureshes, does not work because that is not a krisus. That's not a cutting off. Which is what you need. That's what the get is called in the Torah. Get krisus v'nasan biyada. And if you don't have that, so then it is not going to davar hakores beinolavina. That's the lashon of Chazal based on the Torah. And if you don't have that, so it's not going to work. V'yimlav megureshes. But if he cannot pull it back and bring it to him, so then the gerushin would work. My time of being a krisus v'leka. Because if the reason is, you need a davar hakores, you need a cutting off, and if you don't have that, so that is a problem. If you look in the Rush here, the Rush quotes Rabbeinu Tam, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, im kavtze yada umachma ze yafsik hachut kshu moshech lo mikre nesina. What happens after she gets the get? She then holds on. Kavtze yada. She holds on, she closes her hand, and machma ze yafsik hachut. Then the string rips. The string rips because she closes her hand or she like pulls it a little bit. So is that now considered, like originally he has the string and he's able to pull it to him. But now she does something to make it, the string, unusable. So Rabbeinu Tam quotes, that's not called an asina, that's a problem. That's not a good gerushin. V'ri omer, and the ri in the Rush quoted, the mikri shapir nesina, ki vashuhu hischil ha-nesina. Since he started the Nesina, Karinan Bei Shapir Vinasan, Afa Pishihi Gamra HaNesina. Even though she finishes the Nesina, it is okay. Tosa discussed this a little bit also, but the Rush is a little more. Tosfos in Midir Maschalaim, the Rush is a little more explicit. So what's this machlokas about? So the string was, it was, the get was given with the string, and then she did something. So what is that machlokas about? So explains Rav Soloveitchik in the Shiurei Harav. He says maybe it relates to a thought of Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim says she'inyan nesinas haget hu shabal yigrum shehaisha tia tofeses haget. The husband has to cause bigoreim that she's holding the get. You might not need a direct Maisa Nesina. Right, we discussed this yesterday, if you remember the Machlokas Rambam Rashba, about if a man gives it to an Eved that is awake, and therefore it's not a good get, what happens if then, does the Eved have to give it back to the husband, who then gives it to the wife, or could the Eved just give it to the wife? So there could be a middle status, that it's not fully a Nesina, but it is not a problem if the process continues. So explains Reb Chaim that Nesinas Haget, he has to be goreim that she is now toface the shtar. So maybe that's good for the machlokas. Rabbeinu Tam says no. Rabbeinu Tam argues on that. You need a Maisa Nesina Mamish. Because there wasn't a Nesina here, because right when he gave it to her, he was still at a string, so then it doesn't work. While the Re says no, like Reb Chaim says, because he's gory that it is in Hirishus, and now Lamaisa it is a Dover HaKores, right, he can't get it back, therefore it would work. One suggestion. Ulam Yitachein, it continues the Shirei Harav, it continues Reb Soloveitchik, maybe everybody agrees to Reb Chaim. Because after all, you'd rather say that. Everybody agrees to Reb Chaim that it has to be a Dover HaGoreim. But Rabbeinu Tam still holds, he has to be Goreim. She can't participate in the Gram of having it. If he is Goreim, it fully. But here, she's the one that makes it impossible for him to pull it back. That's the problem. Sharaka bal yigromes tfisasa isha velohi velachen yesh bekafsa yada shagam yigromes tfisasa mishum tligit echvi agabe karka. There's a lack here, and therefore it would be a problem. Either way, this is the 2 days in the rush, and Tos is also here. The rush goes back and forth with the Rayas. That's an important principle. What happens if another related issue? We were just talking about if she does something. What happens if after he gives the get to her, so then he drops the string, or the string rips? So that you don't have the second problem that we just mentioned of her doing something. So would that be good enough? The time of the Maisa Nesina, there was a problem, and later on, now there's no problem, and it doesn't come from her. So that's a machlokas mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes this halacha in Kuf Lamed Ches, Nasa Naget Liyada V'Nishar Achut Shu Kasher Bo B'Yado Im Akesher Amitz Ad Sheyachol Lanat Kol Aviyu Etzlo. As we said, if the knot is strong and he could bring it back to himself, ain't a migureshes. V'im lav migureshes. But if it's not a strong string, migureshes. V'im akesher amitz shahaya yachol anatko laviyo etzlo ilu lo kafse yado el amach vashe kafse yada ain't yachol anatko laviyo etzlo. Right, our case of the rush. Lo having a sin of ain't a migureshes. V'yesh omrim shahim migureshes. Shulchan Aruch quotes both days. The machlokas remain a time and the re. Both days quote, you gotta look at the rules and regulations about what the Shulchan Aruch paskins when he quotes a day and then he quotes a Yesh Misha Omer. But that is, 2 days right here in the Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramah adds, what we haven't mentioned yet, the Kol Zelo Mairi Elisha Kafsa Yadza below Ratzon Habal. Avalim Habal Mitzavela Likpots, the Afilu Hoshitla Haget, the He Lakha Otso Bitsad Habez Haveget. If the husband tells her, like we spoke about yesterday from the Rosh, if he hands it to her from one side and then she takes it, that also could be called a a nesina. The Taz and the Chalkas Machokeg and the others, though, have a discussion here, which the Avni Miluim summarizes. Ulufima shekasafti to get biadam shicha biadar avlenesida shlema to command the pasuk dami ella dilian get luchud ilav krisus. Who says the Avni Miluim? I think fundamentally, guess like a re type of approach. It's really a good nesina, but with an ikuv, with a problem. So mishem hachi kol she nifsa kachut to sulo agid gabei mahani. If the string rips, or let's say, If he drops the string, that also would be okay, because it's an asina with a problem. It's kind of like we said yesterday, when you give it to an eved that's awake. Is it a problematic yad, or it's no yad at all? So here too, is it an asina with a problem, or is it not even an asina? Nafkamina would be, would he have to take it back and then give it? So the Avni Miluim assumes it's an asina with a problem, and therefore if he drops the string, besides the case that was discussed by the Rosh, if she grabs it so he can't pull it, so that would also be okay. V'lo avi kamo tzligitech v'agabe karka, it's not like putting it on the ground, they're telling her to pick it up. Kiva tekfar haya nesina shlema, v'kiva shebol yada b'nesina shlema, afilu l'shem pikadon mehani, as we mentioned yesterday. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara next case. Right, all of these cases are fascinating cases for Gittin and for general Kala Torah Kula. What is called a Maisa Nesina? There are questions about physical realities, and there are questions about halachic realities. Here we're talking about physical realities. Somebody gives a get with a string attached. If somebody gives a get with a middle section, right, with the eved. What about this case? Somebody gives a get, but his hand's wife are sloped downward. Amar Rav Yehuda, Haisa Yada Asuya Katafris. Is that called a Maisa Nesina? Her hands are sloped downward. Vizarkula. And he throws it to her. Afa Bishia Gigetli Yada Eina Mugureshes. Doesn't work. Because that's not called a Kapala. Maybe it was a Nesina Mitsido, but if her hands are facing downward, it's never called her having it. And therefore, it would not be migu reshes. Says the Gemara, Amai haki nafil ba'arba amos didaka nafil. So fine, it didn't end up in her hands, but it fell at her feet, right? And therefore, why isn't that enough to be kinyan dalat amos, as we spoke about yesterday and the discussion of the Rishonim? How does it work? The Rabbanan, the Pnei Yeshua, the Raisa. So how does it work? Bidalonach, right? Why doesn't it work? Why is it dalat amos? It rolled out. It rolled out of the dalat amos. The lonach. It was a sloped ground also. Okay, even before it rolls, though, it was in the airspace of the Dalet Amos. Isn't that good enough? Tifshot to boy Rabbi Lazar. Arba Amos sha'amru yish len avir o ein len avir. Why don't, if we're saying it's not a gerushin, so why doesn't this prove the sugya that comes up elsewhere when the Rabbanan enacted Kinyan Dalet Amos? Is that the airspace too, or not the airspace? Tifshot to ein lehem avir. Proof here, because Einam Gureshes, it's no, it doesn't work. So Gemara says, Achamai Eskinan, Bomedes Agave Anor, Temei Kara Li'ibud Koi. Maybe if it was a ground and it would be falling on the ground, we would say it would be Gureshes. And maybe we would say, Avir Dalet Amos is good Avir. Here the problem is, she's standing next to a river. So right when it would fall to go down, it's omed to be destroyed. Right, it's going to fall into the water, and that's why it would not work. Mei kara li'ibud koi. Right, so these are all questions about halachic givings over and the physical realities. Is that a Nesina or not? We have elsewhere questions about Nesina of halachic realities. For example, matana manas lahachzir in many areas of halacha. Is that called a Nesina? Right, by Lulav, by Pidyon HaBen. We even have it here. We had it here earlier, if you remember, where a man says, you know, this is your get, but the paper's mine. Or this is your get, but you have to give me back the paper. Right, so we have those Lashonos here. So that's another question, another kind of question about Nesina. Not about a physical giving, but about halacha giving. What is called a Nesina? And you might have different areas of halacha, different requirements. Right, that's why by get, you might have a different standard, like the string case. The string case, what if I give somebody a lulav to use on Sukkos? But there's a string. So I could pull the string anytime I want. You're going to say, that's not lachem? I gave it to him for it to be his. So that could be a nafkamina here. Is it a nesina with a problem, or is it not even a nesina? Right? If it's a lachor, it should be a nesina. It's lachem. You're using it. Matana manas lahachsir. Does that work by lulav? Does that work by kiddushin? Does that work by pidyon haben? Does that, all the different, Nafkamina cases where a nesina is required, you know, one has to do the research in terms of whether it would have similar rules or not. Just one other hara. Once we're on the topic of Dalet Amos, the Rabbanan were enacted Dalet Amos. It could be, the Gemara doesn't say it explicitly, but as we know, yesterday's discussion is Drabanan, you know, how could it work? But there is a possible Kein Daraisa Tikkun for the Kinyan Dalet Amos. Where does that come from? Dalet Amos, Konos, right, four Amos around the person is his. So we know there's a halach in Hilchah Shabbos. Hilchah Shabbos, we know that one is not allowed to carry Dalet Amos versus Arabim. Not allowed to carry Dalet Amos versus Arabim. And there's a discussion in the Rishonim, is that an Av Malacha or a Tolda? The Av Malacha of Hotzah is going out mi Rishus la Rishus. Rishus HaYachad, Rishus HaRabim, or mi Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachad. Right, the Gebraisa in Shabbos Daf Mem Tes, which lists off the source for Melacha Shabbos being the Mishkan. What they did in the Mishkan, we're not allowed to do on Shabbos. So the Mishnah there, the Gebraisa there says, Heim Helu Esakrashim Liagala, and right from the Midbar to the Agala, which is around the Yachin, and vice versa. So fine, that's the Av Melacha Hotza. What about Mavir? Mavir Dalet Amos, which is a Rabim. That is a Machlokas we shown him. Is that a Tolda? Or is that also an Av? The question is, well, how can it be an Av? An Av has to be the act that was done in the Mishkan. And the Braisa says, Kotsa'ah mi Rishus l'Rishus. How can Ma'avir, which seems like it's Allah Moshe B'Sinai, right? If you carry Dalet Amos versus Rabin, what does that have to do with going out of the Rishus? So the Baal Amar, amongst others, has a beautiful formulation in Shabbos where he says, because the four Amos around the person is their Rishus. So when you go out of those four Amos, it's like you're being motzi me rishus la rishus. Unbelievable formulation. And therefore it could even be an Av. That's what the Rishonim talk about. Whereas in the beginning of Sadi Vav, over there in the Gemara is at the end of the Masechta, but where the Gemara quotes the source for Hotzah and Mavir, so that's the Baal Amar on the bottom of the Rif in Shabbos. Mavir is a form of Hotzah. And therefore, the nafkaminas. You could get punishments in certain ways, because it's considered mafurish makra. It's not just considered halacha b'Moshe v'Sinai. But either way, that is could be the daraisa that this din d'rabbanan was patterned after. And the Pnei Yeshua, we said, was that maybe it's even daraisa in certain contexts when it comes to gin. But that's related to dalaramas, as we just mentioned. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah on the top, Ayin Tes Amid Aleph. Haiso Medes Arosh Agag. She is standing on top of a roof. And we know in the days of the Mishnah, the roofs were backyards. Roofs were Talmudic backyards. They were flat. They used them for all different purposes. So Haiso Medes Arosh Agag. So she's standing on the roof. Vizarku La, and he is standing in the chatzer. He throws the get up to her. Vizar kula. Kivan shihigia lavir agag, harezu mugureshes. Right when it gets into the airspace of the roof, then she is divorced. She's divorced. It works. The Gemara's going to talk about who's gag, who's chatzer. But that is harezu mugureshes. Hu milamala vihi milamata, vizar kula. But what if he's on the roof and she's in the chatzer, and he throws it to her, kiva cheyatsa mirishus agag, right when it leaves the airspace of the gag, and is now in the airspace of the chatzer, nimchako nisraf, and on the way down it got destroyed somehow, harezu mugureshes, that also works, because right when it's in the airspace, it is good enough. There is a shaila, we'll get to this later also. When we say halachically, let's say this case, we say she's divorced, is that because it's as if it's resting on the ground in that airspace? Let's say it gets into the airspace of the roof. So it's divorced because it's as if it's on the floor of the roof or of the chatzer. Or no, you don't need it to be on the floor. It's like as if it's resting in midair. You don't have to have it down. And there could be nafkaminas in context where you literally need it on the chefsa, on the physical item. The Dvar Avram, the Kavner Rav in the Tshuva, here in Chelik Aleph, Simen Chaf Aleph, discusses Zrikas Hadam. It could be a couple of years until we get to Zvachim, but I have to be Zorik the Dam on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara there discusses, what happened if I'm Zorik the Dam, and before it gets to the Mizbeach, something happens and the wind comes and it never makes it to the Mizbeach. So is that good enough? It was on the Avir, it was Sofo Lanuach on the Mizbeach. Is that good enough? So the Dvar Avram compares it, wonders, what about this Gemara? Do you have any rayas from this Mishnah? Right, once it gets into the airspace of the Mizbeach, maybe it should be good enough. And he says, it could be very different. Could be that there you need mamish mizbeach. You need it to be noch al gavi mizbeach. Not here you need a mishtamer. You need it to be in the rishus, in the authoritative rishus, in the general sense of the isha, for it to be a gerushin. But you might not need, you need it to be actually a physical down that you don't need for gerushin. But maybe you need another context of halacha. Maybe hilchos Shabbos also. Hilchos Shabbos, you have to have a hanacha, you have to have an akir. What's considered a hanacha, we'll have by the Shem a little bit later, machlokas tanoim, whether we say kluta kamisha hunchadamya. Sometimes if you throw something through rishus, is it considered as if it's resting in the rishus or not? So the Dvar Avram, in any case, says our Mishnah is not a raya to the Kabbalah Saddam case. Maybe if you say that our mission is, the chiddush is that the airspace is good enough, that could work there. Veloba kabbalas dam to be inon kli. Right? What about if it's going into the kli of the kabbalas adam and it went on the floor? So the Mishnah in Zlachim says, if it went straight from the neck to the floor, it's pasul. If it went to the kli and then you dropped it, you could pick it up and put it into the kli. What if it's about to go into the kli and then something happened, the kohen trips? So do you say sofo lanuach kamisha hunach dami, and then you can pick it up from the floor? Asafo min aritzma? So that's his discussion here, that you might have to look at the context, whether what you need is as if it's resting in the air, or is as if it's resting on the ground. Okay, so let's get back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says if she's on top, so right when it gets into her airspace, it works. And if she's on the bottom, right, when it gets out of the airspace of the gag, then it works also. Says the Gemara v'halo mintar. But how does that work in the first case? Right? It's not guarded. Meaning what? This is going on the first case. She's on top of the roof, and it's thrown up to the roof. So the wind could just as easily blow it off. Look at the top Rashi. Avir halo mintar, avir hagag, da'asi zika v'shadilei, mekame delainach. Right, a wind could come and blow it off. before it rests. V'chi lo shad yezika, v'ir lo davar acher. And let's say the wind did not come, but something else happened. Shabak kelev v'kalto okshamim machkuhu. Or a dog came and ate it. And a rain came and erased it. Am I ktanim ugreshes? Minho avir. Habi'inan avir shesofa lanuach. Don't you need avir where it's going to be nach? Right, even if it's not nach, you need sofa lanuach. And here, maybe not, because maybe the wind could take it and make it not fall down into the area of the gag. Back to the Gemara. So v'halo mintar. So why do we say gimugureshes in the Reisha? Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel begag sheyesh lo ma'akeh askinan. We're talking about a gag that has a ma'akeh, meaning it right when it gets into the walls of the ma'akeh, within the airspace of the ma'akeh, so the wind's not blowing it out. Right, it'll blow it. It'll bang into the side. So therefore, it is considered mintar in that case. Ula bar manash yemish meita avimi amar hacha bepachos mishlosha samach lagag askinan. It's within three tfachim of the bottom of the gag to call pachos mishlosha samach lagag gag dami. As we know from other areas of halacha, love would, right? So that's why we say it would be good enough. That's considered as if it's on the ground, literally, right? That is the concept of love would. The Rashba has a lashon here. He says here that you need avir sofa lanuach. Really, it's the Rashba on the bottom of the previous amud. He notes that get, that we just mentioned this, but I'll mention it now. He says, it could be that get is different than other areas of halacha. Whatever you say about sofa lanuach, avir sofa lanuach elsewhere, you might say get is different. The language of the Rashba. The nearly to get shiny. The bain avir she'ein sofa lanuach, bain misgalgel. Kol shalo nach mamish birshusa, ein amugureshes. Mishum dechziv v'nasan biyada demashba shi nasin mamish pershusa klomar sheyenuach pershusa. Says the Rashba, I think Gerushin has a higher standard. V'nasan biyada, it has to be in her hand. So what's this Gemara talking about? Rav Hadetznan kiven shigia lavir. He says it must be because once it's within the ma'akeh or it is within three, it's mamish considered on the ground. Avir shesofa lanuach would not be good enough, says the Rashba in this regard. Right, if you have a case where there is no wind for some reason, and you know it's not going to, so that's not good enough. It has to be nechshav kilu is biyada, and that would only work whether it's in the walls or it's within three. That's what he says. Ulacha shenach ba'avir v'roy lanuach kol tazor ruach v'zarkazor lachutz. If it's after it's within three and after it's within, then it blows out. It's still mutter. It's still mugureshes. Why? Halamazet dome l'sarafto o shehitilaso loyam achashazachso lo demugureshes. What if she's holding it? She got divorced. Then all of a sudden a dog comes and rips it out of her hands. So of course the she's divorced. Right? So why, right when it gets within the walls or within three, so that is good enough to be considered yada. And that's why it would work. Good. So that's the first case of the Mishnah. Next case, flip. He's on top, she's on the bottom. Hu milamala, v'halo mintar, same thing. He throws it down outside of the airspace of the roof. So why is she divorced immediately? Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, kagon shahayu, mechitzos, atachtonos, otvos al alyonos. The walls of the yard are higher than the walls, than the ma'akeh on top of the roof. So right when it leaves the airspace of the wall, of the ma'akeh, so then it would be, surrounded by the walls of the chatzer. And that's good enough. V'chein amr b'lazar amoshia, k'gon shayim mechitzot atachtonos, otvos al ha'lyonos. V'chein amr ula amr b'yochanan, k'gon shayim mechitzot atachtonos, otvos al ha'lyonos. Right? We try to bring geula la'olam by saying the same thing three times, b'shem amro. So, b'ez Hashem, maybe geula olam, or arosh loshim yom lefnei achag, the source of that is Esther said it b'shem Mordechai. Right? So right here we have Dover, Omer Dover b'shem B'shem Amro. Tosfos here discusses on this line that you have the outer ones higher than the inner ones, the middle of Tosfos Kagon. V'im Tomar, Diamrina Bimeruba, we said in Bava Kama, but Omer, Zrok Gnevascha L'Chatzeri, V'tikni Li Chatzeri Gnevascha. If I say to someone, throw the Gneva into my Chatzer. Right, throw the what you just stole into my Chatzer. There, the Gemara says, the Isser Shabbos v'Isser Gneva bo'en ke'echad. It's coming, trying to figure out a case of Kimle b'drava minei, where you have a Chiyav Misa and a Chiyav Mamon at the same moment. So if somebody throws an item into my yard, the second that it crosses into Rosh Hashanah Yachid, that's when the Geneva takes place. And therefore, there's a concept of Ba'in Ke'echad by Kimlai. So says the Gemara, V'ahechi Ba'in Ke'echad. But one second, according to what we're saying here, V'ahola Inyan Shabbos Mechayev Afilo L'malam and Amachitzos. For a Kinyan, like our Gemara says for Gerishin, or that Gemara says for Geneva, it has to be within the walls. While for Shabbos, it just has to cross the border. So that's not exactly at the same time. In those cases of Kimle, they come up in Eilon Aharis. Also, if you remember, where we want to have Bo'in Ke'echad, we want to have the Chiyav Misa and the Chiyav Mamon at the same time, but picture a case where I'm throwing something into your Rishus. So it's going over the wall of your Rishus. Right when it crosses the wall, it's still higher than the wall, so that's the Chiyav of Shabbos. Only when it goes down a little bit is there a Chiyav of Mamon. So why is that called Osozman? Why would Kimlev Dramimine work there? That is Tosus' Kasha. And Tosus gives an important answer. Tosus says, the Yesh Lomar, last two lines, Tosus says, Nechinami. You're right, this would be a problem. Kigmairi Kishazorik Derech Pesach, Velome Almachitsis. The only way it's going to work at the same time is if you threw it through a hole in the wall, right? Not over the wall. Through a hole in the wall is at the same exact moment. It's within the wall, and it you have the Chiyav Geneva and the Chiyav of Shabbos. But that is not the only answer given. If you look at the Chidu Kubetzes in Baba Kama on Daf Ayin, where this Gemara also comes up, the Chidu Kubetzes says, read the Lashon, Kivan de Chiyav Misa Asi Kodem, Chiyav Tashlum Min Pater. Kedamrinan La'el, Shehetes Beguva Shalevet, Upater Afshin Israf Achareze Hagadish. When we say that Kimlev Dravimine requires simultaneity, that you have to have the Chiyav Misa and the Chiyav Mamon in order for the Chiyav Misa to pote to the Chiyav Mamon, does that really mean simultaneous, or does that just mean your Chiyav Mamon can't come first? Says the Chidu Kubetzes, the latter. If the Chiyav Mamon comes first, then there's a Chiyav Mamon there already. You can't make that disappear once you have a Chiyav Misa. But if the Chiyav Misa comes first, that could prevent a later Chiyav Mamon. That's the Chiddush of the Chidu Kubetzes, that the Chiyav Misa, even if it's not exactly simultaneous, the Chiyav Misa comes before the Chiyav Mamon by a few seconds, by a few milliseconds, that is good enough. Says the Imre Moshe in Simon Lamed, Umavur Midvarav Gamkem, Kemosha Kasavti, De Kesha Chiyav Misa Kodem, Misalik Mimaisa Zu Chiyav Mamon, Av Kesha Chiyav Mamon Vachare Achareze, Imakol Aide Maisa Achas. Right, you have to figure out exactly these two days. Right, Tosis obviously doesn't say that. Tosas doesn't give that answer. Tosas must feel, no, you need actual simultaneity. Right? Chiyav Misa before the Chiyav Mamon is no good. What's that machlokas about? Whether it means actual simultaneity or not. Could go to the root of Kimlei. How much is Kimlei, to borrow terms from elsewhere, Hutra Dechuya? Right? It's not exactly the same here. When I do, is it a Kimlei Dravine about subsuming, redefining actions, or redefining Chiyuvim? Right, that this action is only Mechayev Misa, or no, it's Mechayev both, but it's a din in Bezdin. Bezdin can only punish one. Right, there are two Makoros and Kimle. Those might reflect two different ideas. Mishim Risha Achas at the Mechayev Aviyat, Mechayev Mishim Shnei Rishayos. That's one Makor in Kimle, Kedei Rish Aso. Bezdin can only inflict one punishment. Or the other Makor from Parshas Mishpatim, V'lo Yason Anoshi Anesh, the case of the two men fighting and they hit the pregnant woman. Only if the pregnant woman dies are they Pater from the Demei Vlados. So those two Makoros themselves might reflect two different ideas within Kimle. Is it just a din in Bezdin that Bezdin can't inflict two punishments? Or is it a din about the actions being redefined? Again, there's a lot to talk about in Kimlei, right? Tana Dvechizki is obviously a classic halacha to discuss. Baba Kama Laman Hei, Ksubas Laman Hei, that we paskin, Chayvi Misa Shogegin is also Pater from Mamon. Even a person is not going to get the Misa, they're still going to be Pater from the Mamon. So that's definitely not about one punishment, right? It's about a defining the act that was done. But maybe, just to throw it out there, maybe these two days in Tosfos and the Shidim Kubatzes might be about that issue too. I'm not sure exactly which way it would go. I think it might be able to go either way. If you need simultaneity, that's because you need to redefine the action, and the action is only redefined if it's at the exact same time, or Bezdin would only punish if it's at the exact same time. It might be totally on that. I'm just not 100% sure which direction it would go. Okay, either way, that's two days in the Rishonim. How to work this out. Weiter. Amalei Rabbi Abba Le'ula, Kiman, who is the author? Who is the one relating to, that says, Ot Mechitas El Yonos, that would be good enough, Karebi. Damar Klutak Mishon Chadamye. Right, meaning right when it's in the airspace of the roof of the Chatzer, it's as if it's lying down. Rabbi and the Rabbanan have a Machlokas in Ilcha Shabbos. If I throw something from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaYachid with Rishus HaRabim Be'emsa. The other way. Rashi quotes, Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaRabim, with Rishus HaYachid Be'emsa. So is that, and it ends up from street to street, but Rishus HaYachid in the middle. Is that Hotsa'a? Rebbe says yes, because it says, if it rested, Kluta Kamisha Unchadamya. So is our Mishnah following only Rebbe Shita? Because Kluta Kamisha Uncha. Because it's already divorced, even while it's in the air? Amar Lei, no. Afilu Temer Rabbanan. Ad kan lo pli Rabbanan le Rebbe. Maybe the Rabbanan could also agree to our Mishnah. Why do the Rabbanan disagree with Rebbe over there? El inyan Shabbos. Only for Shabbos. Maybe there you need mamashe hanacha. Aval hacha mishum intureihu v'haka mintar. But here all you needed is to be guarded within the authority of the woman, and that's good enough. You have that here. V'chein am ravasi am Rabbi Yochanan. Right, so that's, well, it could even be the Rabbanan. Now we have the same exact, Shakla Vitaria with different names. The chutzner walls are higher than the roof walls. Don't compare Hilchos Shabbos to Hilchos Gittin. Period. Nimchak. So what happened? The Mishnah said. He's on the roof. He throws it down. Right when it gets into the airspace, it's good enough, even if it gets erased or ruined on the way down. Amar of Nachman Amar Abba Lo Shanu Ella Shenimchak Derech Yerida. Whoa. This is only, when does it work if it's erased on its way down? On its way down. Aval Nimchak Derech Aliyalo. But let's say he's throwing it over the roof of the, over the walls of the roof, and it's still going up. But let's say the outer walls are very tall. So even when it's still going up, it's still within the outer walls. Says the Gemara, says Rav Nachman, it's no good. It's not called in her Rishus yet. Derech Aliyah lo, my taima, me'ikar lo lo me'inach koi. What does that mean? Originally, it's not there for resting. Rashi. Rashi says, derech siluko lo mikre nesina. That's not called a nesina. The nesina only starts when it starts sloping downward. When it's going up, that's still called, it's coming from him, but that's not called giving to her yet. That is, has to be going to her. The Avraham Ilum's formulation is, that's still called in the husband's hagbah, in his hand. Right? It's not, until it starts sloping down, then that is, not called a, getting into her hand. It's only considered, just read you the lashon of the Avraham Iluim. The kol derech aliyah havi lehagba. Imkein kosha magbiyo havi lekiilu hu biyado mamish. Still considered in his hand. Kivan da havi lehagba hari kiilu adam biyado to call hagba kiyado mamish lachin kona lechulu. And he continues. So that's interesting. Going up and going down. So trivia question: where else besides Maseches Makos do you have derech yerida and derech aliyah? Right here, you have it in Maseches Gittin. Okay. That was Nimchak. Nisraf, what if it was burned? Another limitation. Amar of Nachman, Amar Abba Baravu, Alo Shanu, Elisha Kadam Get Lidzleika. This is only if the get got into the airspace before there was a fire there. That's what we say. It was Ki'ilu, it was Munach, and therefore she's divorced. Aval Kadma Dzleika Leget, Lo. But if the fire was there before the get was there, so then it is no good. My time up, may you call this Reifa Kazil. Because it's going to be burned. There was never a moment where we could say Sofo Munach. Sofo Azil Lihiyot Munach, and therefore it is no good. Period. New section. Amar Rav Chisda. Rishuyos Chalukos Begitin. Rishuyos are separated and different in Gittin. What does that mean? Explains Rashi and the Rishonim. If the husband says to the wife, you know, I'm giving you space in my yard to get your get. So that only means yard. We don't say, oh, if he says yard, he also means the house and also means the roof and also means all the different places that he owns. No. If the husband says specifically the yard, so that's the only place where the woman could get the get. Rishuyos chalukos begitin. Amalei Rami bar Chama le Rav Aminale le Sabaha. How does Rav Chisda know this? Amalei Masdisani. Isn't that our Mishnah? Haisa omedes al Rosh Hagad. Vizarkula. Right, the case where she's standing on the top. And he throws it to her up. Kivan she yegia gel avir agag harizim ugureshes. Right when it gets into the airspace of the roof. Mugureshes. Ask the Gemara. Who owns the chatzer? What are we talking about? B'mayaskinan. I lema bagag dida v'chatzer dida. If everything is hers, lamali avir agag. Why should it only be good once it gets by the roof? Even when it's in the chatzer. Ela bagag dida v'chatzer dida. So what about the opposite? It's all his? So kivan shi ki gil avir agag mayhave. So even when it gets to the roof, it should not be a gerushin. So what's the case of the Mishnah? Ela pshita. It has to be a chilek. Bagag dida v'chatzer dida. It must be her gag. She's her roof and his chatzer. That's why it only works once it gets to the airspace of the roof. That's the resha. Let's go to the seifa now. Ema seifa, opposite switch positions. Hu milamala v'hu imilamata. He's up, she's down. Vizar kula, and he throws it to her. Kima she yatsa mirchus agag. Once it leaves the airspace of the gag, nimchako nisav harizim ugureshes. So what's that about? V'i begag dida, v'chatzer didei, and if it's like we said in the resha, Amayim Ugureshes. Why is she divorced the second that it gets into his Rishus? No, just the opposite. Ela Bigag Dide V'chatzer Dida. So it must be the opposite. In the Seifa, it must be his roof and her Chatzer. That's why it only works once it gets into the walls of her Chatzer. So the Gemara says, Resha Bigag Dida V'chatzer Dida. Seifa Bigag Dide V'chatzer Dida. Right, we have to say it's talking about opposite cases. We'd rather not say that. So Ela Lav, it must be rather... It's his. They're both his. But he leased her or lent her space. To Oshlamakom, he lent her space, but he lent her space only in one of these areas. The Chad Makom Moshli Inshi, Tre Makom Oslo Moshli Inshi. Right, and that's the Raya to Rav Chisda of Rishuyos Chalukos Begitin. If a husband gives space in one area, we don't assume automatically that the other area is also covered. Says the Gemara, Amarle Midi Arya, is that a proof? You don't have to say that that's a proof to Rav Chisda. Dilma, hakadisa, hakadisa. It could be that each case of the Mishnah is talking about a different mitzias. Reisha begag dida v'chatzer dida. Seifa begag dida v'chatzer dida. So the Gemara says, lav dafka, that our Mishnah is a raya to Rav Chisda. Period. Amar Rava, shalosh midos begitin. Says Rava, there are three cases of gitin that Rashi says, chalukos midin shari surim. There are three cases where Hilchas Gittin and Hilchas Shar Dvarim are different. Number one, Hada Amar Rebbe Kluta Kmishuncha Upligi Rabbanan Alei. As we just said, Machlokes Tanoim and Hilchas Shabbos. Whether you say Kluta Kmishuncha Hanimilu Linyan Shabbos, that only applies to Shabbos. Aval Hacha Mishimintura Huvaha Mintar. But the Rabbanan might agree by Hilchas Gittin that it is more flexible for her to be able to get the get because you don't need actual Hanacha. You just need Mintar. Number one. That's comparing Hilchas. Again, all of these we'll see are comparing Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Get. That is number one. Number two, Vahad Amar Rav Chisda, Noatz Kana Birushus Hayachid Uberosho Traska. Somebody sticks a tall stick, a reed in Rishus Hayachid, and on the top of it he puts some type of tray, Traska. Vizarak Benachal Gabav, and I threw from the street onto. If I threw from the street onto Rishus Hayachid, that's Chayev. What if I threw from the street onto this tray? Right, Vizarak v'nach al gabav, and it rested on top of this. Afilu gavoa mea amachayev. Even if it's 100 amas tall, you're going to be chayev. Why? Lafilu rishus hayachid ola al rakia. Remember from Hilchot Mesechas Eiruvin, rishus hayachid goes all the way up. Rishus harabim is only up 10. Only goes up 10, but Rishus HaYachid goes Ola Ad Larakia. So, in this case, Hilchas Shabbos, you would be Chayev. That's called a Hanacha, because it's still considered Rishus HaYachid all the way up there. Aval Hacha Mishimintureyu V'halomintar. But here's the opposite. If it fell on this tall tray, and the get falls on there, it wouldn't be good, because it's not Mintar. The woman wouldn't be able to guard it. And therefore, it would not be migureshes. Okay, this is what to say about that one. But let's just finish the three. Vaha and the third one. Vaha da'amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel lo yamod adam begagze v'yiklot megeshamim migago shel chaveiro. When a person, let's say a man has, there are two roofs, as we said, the roofs were used as backyards. Let's say there are two roofs right next to each other. A man wants to take water from his friend's roof into his own area. A person should not do that. La yamod begagzeh, and take water, make a shaman from his friends. Why? Kishek Hashem. Should the urine chalukim ilamata, kach the urine chalukim ilamala. Just like below, there are different houses, so too above. Meaning, this is a dindur rabbanan creating a ruvei chatzeros. Just like if you have two houses next to each other, you would require an air of chatzeros, so too the roofs. Hanimili linyan Shabbos. That would only be chalukos reshuyos regarding Shabbos. The rabbanan made them different reshuyos. But avalinyan get mishum kvedahu v'kulei halo kapti inshi. But mishum get, it's because of kveda. So if you want to say a chatzer and a gag, so that's different. But a gag and a gag, a roof and a roof, we don't assume that there's any kveda there. So therefore, if a man says to his wife, you can accept that he has two houses, accept the roof, on the, accept the get on this roof, and it goes to the other roof, it is okay. We don't assume that the ba would be makbid in that case. Period. Again, talking here about the, really, both of them are, it's Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. On a Daraisa level, it should be okay to go from one roof to another, but on a Drabana level, it is not okay. We know it's been a while, but remember, there are, in Hilchos Shabbos, there are really four Rishuyos. Four Rishuyos in Hilchos Shabbos. We're talking here about Rosh Hashanah. There's a difference. Rosh Hashanah is Ola Al Rakia. Rosh Hashanah is only goes up to 10. But if you want to review, to open up the fourth volume of the Mishnah Berurah, page 1. Right? Simon Shim Mem Hei. Arba Rishuyos L'Shabbos, Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRavim, Karmelis U'Makom Patur. Those are the four categories of Rishuyos discussed in I think it's around Shabbos Daf Vav and Erevin Daf Vav. It's around, it's about the same Daf, like in the Bot Pesachlis, discussing the four Rishuyos. But the ones that are much discussed are the Rishus HaRavim and the Rishus HaYachid. Rishus HaYachid is what we're talking about, so what's the definition of Rishus HaYachid? We just said, if it's on the tray all the way high up, even 100 amos up, that's still called the Rishus HaYachid. Because the air space, Rosh Hashanah goes all the way up. What's the definition of Rosh Hashanah? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ezehu Rosh Hashanah. What is the definition? Makom hamukaf mechitzos, gevohos asaret tvachim. You have an area that is surrounded by walls that are at least 10 tvachim high, v'yesh bo arba'a tvachim al arba'a tvachim o yoser. And the area is 4x4 tvachim. Right, that is what you need. 10 tfachim, high walls, and the area 4x4. V'chein charitz, amok asar v'rachav arba alba. Or you have a ditch, same dimensions. The walls of the ditch are 10 tfachim deep, and the chor of the ditch is 4x4. V'chein tail, gavo asar v'rachav arba alba. Or you have a mountain, right, where the height of the slope, now you get into how steep is it, tel hamislakeit, that's the, another example. Yesh omrim, okay, what if you don't have 4x4, but you have that same area? Right, you have a 16 square, you have 2x8, and not 4x4. That's a discussion whether that could be a Rishus HaYachid. But that is the Shulchan Aruch. And then the Shulchan Aruch adds, Ksalim HaMaki from Rishus HaYachid, Al Gabehem Rishus HaYachid, Afilu Einam Rechavim Arba. That's a din from the Gemara, that even the walls around, even if they're not wide enough, but they have their nechshav part of the Rishus HaYachid, and therefore on them would also be called the Rishus HaYachid, right? That is number one. Then the Shulchan Aruch goes into, what is a Rishus HaRabim, right? So why in our case is that a Rishus HaYachid up there? Because the airspace goes all the way up. It's not 4x4 with walls, even, you don't even have good asik, you don't have separate walls, it would be Rishus HaYachid anyway. Right, in that case. That's why all the way up in the airspace is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a little more controversial. Machlokos, what does one need? What's Rosh Hashanah? The Shulchan Aruch says, Rechovos u'shvakim harachavim tezayin amah, 16 amas wide. Ve'ena makurim, they are not roofed. Ve'en lam choma, there's no walls around them. And even if they do have a wall, if they're mefulish mishar l'shar, if you go straight through, the doors are open one side to the other side, and then you have the extra machlokas rishonim. The yesh omrim, shekol shein shishim ribo ovrim bo, b'chol yom, eino rishus harabim. A big kula, right, if you don't have 600,000 people passing through there every day, it's not a rishus harabim. So what does that mean, passing through there? Does that mean living there? Does that mean, right, big discussion where, does that mean man, right? What does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah here discusses it, whether we paskin like this. The Mishnah Berurah says, Chipasti b'chol rishonim. I looked at all the rishonim. I don't know where the Shulchan Aruch gets this. B'chol yom. B'chol yom. How about every month? Every day? You have to have 600,000 people? Right, that's a discussion about the definition of Rishus Rabim, which we're not going to go fully into right now, but to review, if anybody wants, Shin Mem Hei. Weiter. Amar Abaya. Shtei Chatzir Azulof Nemizu. You have 2 yards, one within another one. Pnimis Shelah V'Achitzonis Shelah. The inner one is her Chatzir, the outer one is his. U'mechitzas Achitzonis Otvos Ala Pnimios. The outer walls are higher than the inner ones. V'zarku La, he threw it to her. Kivin Shigia La Avir Mechitzos Achitzona. Harezim Ugureshes. Wow. Right when it gets into the air space of the outer walls, doesn't mean it's in the outer chatzer. Meaning, let's say, it goes into the inner chatzer, but it's still higher than the walls of the inner chatzer. But it is within the walls of the height of the outer chatzer, that's good enough. My time away, pnimis gufa b'mechitas achitzona kamintera. Because the wind is already blocked. The outer walls afford protection for the inner chatzer. And this is considered already in her yard. The problem is mintera, but the outer walls help that out. Doesn't matter if the outer walls are owned by the Baal. Doesn't matter. That just affords protection, and it's considered within the inner walls. Masha ein kein bekupos. This does not apply to kupos if you have boxes. Shei kupos zu besof zu. Pnimis shelah v'achitzonis shelah. If you have boxes, the inner one is her box, the outer one is his box. Vizar kula. And he throws it to her. Afilu igil aver pnimis ein emugureshes. Even if it's within the, it's above the inner box, it doesn't work. My taima to halonach. Because there, it's lonach. What does that mean? Rashi explains. The walls of a kli are not meant to guard from external winds. The walls of a kli are there to hold what's inside. So you can't piggyback on the outer walls by a box. That's why it's not going to be good enough yet until it's within. V'chinach mayhave kilo shalokeach b'shuz mocher. Who? Relating to what we discussed a couple of days ago. Wouldn't this be a case of the kalim of one person within the rishus of another person? It will be a raya even if it would rest. Hakamayaskina b'kuba shein lo shulayim. Now there's no bottom to the box. So right when it goes into the inner box, that's totally hers. She owns the floor also. It's not in the rishus of the baal, and therefore there's no raya in our case either way. Fine. Says the Mishnah. Get yashan. Beishamei Omrin Poter Adam Mishto Beget Yashan. Beisila Osrin. Beishamei says a man could use a Get Yashan to divorce his wife, and Beisila says no good, not allowed. Veizio Get Yashan. What is a Get Yashan? An old get. Koshin is Yachin Imam Meachashakas Fula. Anyone who had Yichud, if a man had Yichud with his wife after he wrote her the get, that's a Get Yashan. That's an old get. So what would be the problem? Why wouldn't you be able to do it? So, but my kamiflagi, what's the machlokas about? Beishamei savi. Beishamei is nervous that if he writes a get and the date is today, and then next week he has yichud with his wife, and let's say he has bia with his wife, and let's say he makes his wife pregnant, and then he's going to have a kid, but in 10 years from now they're going to look at the when the kid whose birthday is and when his mother must have become pregnant, and when the get was written, and they'll think that he was born out of wedlock. Because people will think that the get was given earlier. And he would be wouldn't be a mamzer, born out of wedlock, he'd be a pogum. He'd be tainted. So, b'mai kem, b'tzaki b'shamei savri, lo amrinan, gzeira, shem yomer gita kodem lebna. B'shamei says, you're not worried about that. And that's why you're allowed to use it. Get yashon. U'beis hilal savri amrinan, gzeira shem yomer gita kodem lebna. B'shamei says, you are nervous. Right? What's the issue? So, the Rishon discussed. Who sees the get? The get, Besdin sees the get. It's not like hung up in the dining room, right? It's private, so are we really nervous that people are going to be talking about this? Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Shmuel, also another machlokas, im nisei slo teitzei. What Beis Hillel means is that if Beis Hillel says you shouldn't use it, but if you used it, so then you could stay married in that case. If, number one, no, if you already got divorced with this get yashan, so then she could get remarried. Right? What kind of question is, what's the line of lechadchila and what's the line of bidyevin? Is it that even if she used it, she got to get another one? You can't get married with this or not. That is a machlokes here. There is a fascinating tosis. Tosis goes to the Yerushalmi here. Tosis dimaraslo beishamai. The Yerushalmi says beishamai and beishil here are lishitaso. Lishitaso to what? To the last Mishnah in Gittin, 10 days from now. Right, 11 days from now. The Mishnah says there, famous Mishnah, Beishamai says, what is good basis to divorce one's wife for? We're going to talk about this, B'Hashem, a lot then. Beishamai says a person should only divorce his wife if he was matzah badvar erva. If there was an arayas issue. And Beis Hillel says, no, even less reasons. Burn the food. We'll have to talk about those reasons. But says Tosfos here, in the name of the Yerushalmi, Beishamai allows you to use a get yashan. Why? Because Beis Shammai says the reason you're divorcing your wife is because there was an issue of arayas. You're not gonna do anything with your wife. If you already wrote the get because of that, we're not choshesh that there's gonna be any bia there. Because look at the reason why you're divorcing your wife. And that's why you're allowed to use a get yashan. Beis Hillel has much less of a reason. And therefore, that's why he's worried. That's why he's worried that they might be appeased. See Tosfos. B'Yerushalmi mefarish to azli l'tamayu. To Beishama yislu b'perka megaresh. Lo yigaresh adam ezisho olam ki masabat var erva. Hilkach mizuhemes hi be'enav. She's disgusting in his eyes. Ve'eno ba'aleha. So there's no worry. Ubeis Hillel is afilu hitichto tafshilo. Again, we're going to have to talk about that, but Hashem, when we get there, Yochel Agarsha, Veinim Zuhemes Be'enav. She's not so disgusting. V'yomru ki ba aleha. And therefore, we have to be more nervous in that case of what is happening. But again, Machloka Beisham Beis Hillel, and then a Machlokes, once it was used, if the Get Yashan was used, would we then allow her Lachachila to get married, or would we say, no, it's only Bidi'evid once she did get married, but at this point she would still need another Get. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but next time we pick up with the long Mishnah of other halachas of Ksivas HaGet. Okay, we'll stop here. Ayin Tesman Beis.